Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. It is our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Fellas, how you doing?
Man, we're doing well. I wanted to
better
talk...
Better now, Mickey.
Yeah.
Better Ooh. Now?
Yeah, See? Now that we got you on.
I like that. Also, random baseball question for you. Do you actively root against the Cubs in the playoffs?
I finally conceded. I think it was during their run to the World Series in 2016.
Right.
I actually pulled for him.
Okay.
Might have been the first time.
It was kind of a sympathy thing because they, you know.
It was like, yeah, you know, and it's Chicago, and it's like, okay, they've suffered long enough. And I'll tell you a funny story. My very good friend and former college roommate was the staunchest Cub fan ever, right? I don't know if I told you. Same guy that was a Bears fan.
No.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And so... And we'd go back and forth, White Cubs, White Sox, and we were covering a game in Lincoln, Nebraska. He was working, I can't remember where he was, and the Cubs were in the playoffs. And we ended up finishing working, went to a sports bar, watched the playoff game against San Diego, I believe it was. Mm-hmm. And it was a close game, and... the Padres hit a home run in the bottom of the ninth to win, and I just couldn't contain myself. And I went, yes! And he goes, I knew you weren't pale and full. You're born into it,
sure.
Right?
Yeah.
And that Padre was Bruce Bochy.
No, okay. I mean, that would be amazing.
That would be an easy story.
Yeah, and so, but when it got to 2016, I said, okay, the animosity is enough, and I was pulling for him. So, yeah, I'll be interested in watching and, you know, hoping they win.
Now, we wanted to talk with you about this yesterday. Steven, we've asked him a couple of times. In the last 2 weeks, Steven Jones has specifically talked about the balance between wrapping up the tackle and trying to punch the ball out. And I know we've talked about this with you some, but this is now two straight weeks that he's brought it up. And I think fair to say two straight weeks that the Cowboys have had trouble finishing off tackles, have they not?
Brian Schottenheimer talked about that on Monday, saying he wouldn't give a number, but was saying it was in an inordinate amount of missed tackles.
Yes.
In that game. And he's right. I mean, we could see that,
yeah.
Right? And, you know, he was talking about how they kind of preach about keeping the ball carrier in a cup, like surrounding him and making sure it's more than just one person trying to tackle. I think some of those missed tackles, it was one guy in the open field trying to bring somebody down, and that's not what you want. So, yeah, from a defensive standpoint, as if they don't have enough problems in coverage, then it's like, okay, well, what about tackling?
Right.
And they didn't do a good job in the run game. You know, and you had this feeling they were doing well in the run game, stopping ball carriers. And then all of a sudden, Josh Jacobs just started running through tackles, and they didn't do a good job. You're exactly right.
You know, Mickey, one of my favorite experiences, this actually happened to me twice now, Kevin. One of my favorite experiences working at the Cowboys website with you as I was an intern there was talking to Aaron Glenn. I got a chance to interview him and have a conversation with him multiple different times. He was the nicest guy.
Go ahead.
Was a cornerback, under Bill Parcells. And I remember one day Jean-Jacques Taylor walked up while I was interviewing him, and Aaron Glenn said, let me finish with him first. And I was like, man, that was so nice that he did that. But Aaron Glenn was a great ambassador for the team when he was here. What are your you remember about him? What has he grown into since he's now a head coach for the Jets?
He was the best. He was one of those guys that you could do an interview with, and he was a straight shooter. Mm-hmm. No matter if it was good or bad, he didn't sugarcoat things. And I absolutely loved talking with him. And I remember one time he had a group around him, and I was standing on the side, the locker next to him, listening. I had my foot up on the locker bench, and everybody left, and he looked at me, and he goes, okay, what do you want? Just like I said, he read me, right? And we got along really, really well. And he was one of my favorite guys. And I was, any chance I got to say something, I was like, well, somebody needs to hire this guy as a head coach. I thought he was a really good defensive coordinator. And just his ability to command a room and carry on a conversation. And, and I hadn't seen him in quite some time. And when we went to the Texas Pro Day, he was there. And I went up to him. I said, I don't know if you remember me, da-da-da. I said, but congratulations on the job. And he's like, oh, yeah, I sure do, and I appreciate that. And we had a nice little conversation. So, yeah.
Did he ask, what do you want again? First?
Yeah, right. Yeah, you got anything else you want? I think he's good. And the fact that he blew up in the locker room after the game this past Monday night, it's like, well, good on him. He's the head coach. You let him have it. If they turned the ball over, five times and had 13 penalties in the game for more than 100 yards, I'm sure he was pretty upset. So, yeah, glad you asked because, I thought a heck of a lot of him, not only as a player but a person in that locker room.
But I still hope he's really sad.
Yeah, no, we definitely want to lose. Yeah.
You still want him screaming after the game.
He's a nice guy and still lose. That's fine. Yeah.
Thoughts on, again, you're always kind of, churning the bottom of the roster or the practice squad. Buddy Johnson picked up by the Colts, and then Paris Campbell on his way back to the Cowboys.
Practice squad.
Yeah, to the practice squad, yes.
Yeah.
Anything particularly notable about either one of those for you?
I hate losing Buddy Johnson. I thought he was a good depth guy on the defense at linebacker. I think they elevated him once off the practice squad, and a good special teams guy, but he was on the practice squad, right?
Yeah.
So that kind of tells you that they, thought they can hang on to him, and he got poached. And, when those guys get offers, you might want to stay here. He's from here. But you're guaranteed when they poach you off the practice squad, three game checks on the 53-man roster. So you can't pass that up. You hate to see him go. As for Paris Campbell, he got hurt. They released him injured. But if you don't give him an injury settlement, then you can re-sign the guy at some point. I don't know if the practice squad counts or you can do it to the practice squad. But I always thought when I was looking at the wide receiver room, and that was before Mingo got hurt, I thought he probably was going to be the odd guy out, just looking at who they might keep. And
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
And they had extras. So, I think they saw it as an opportunity to have a veteran guy on the practice squad that if they need another wide receiver, they could, you know, basically elevate him. I don't know how long it's going to take Mingo, and they may make the move today to start his practice period, 21 days, to get him back on the roster now that CD's out. We'll see where that one goes. So, yeah, I think he helps from an experience standpoint most of all.
I know the Cowboys and the cornerbacks were trying to further my idea that Bland and Diggs don't get along by not letting Diggs start. I appreciated that on their part. That being said, do you feel like or get the feeling that from Eberflus that as those cornerbacks get healthier and get their feet back underneath them better, they're going to try to push for more of a man and be more of a man defense, or you think they're going to try and stay with some of this zone stuff?
Yeah, I think they would trust those two guys on the field at the same time playing more man maybe than, you know, mixing in zone. Because I always think you play zone because you don't trust your corners.
Right, yeah.
And so you're sitting there going, okay, let's keep everything in front. And Diggs, you know, he was having a little, and I don't know if it was a leftover knee thing from the surgery or if it was a new thing, but, you know, he was limited early in the week in practice. And there was times when I think they were doing their stretching and stuff, he was on the stationary bike, so you knew something was bothering him. So I think, they were like, okay, let's not overdo it. Let's, you know, kind of ease him in there, maybe just use him on nickel. I bet they didn't think they were going to play Bland that much first game back, but I don't think they had any other choice. If they get him, get Diggs ready to go and ready to play football, and then you can get Kalen Carson, to start his practice coming off of IR. Josh Butler, I don't know that he's ready. Ravel is not going to be ready to play, but maybe they get some reinforcements at the cornerback position if they get all those guys healthy. And I think they found something in Stewart. I think he's played pretty darn well.
I can see that.
Yeah, I think he – I'm not sure if that's what he was supposed to do, but he let on that first big play on the first possession – he didn't reroute the guy in the coming out of the seam, and that's got to be the responsibility. Even if you're playing zone, you know, you got to get your hands on the guy. Don't let him have a free release, which helps the safety in figuring out, okay, where do I have to go? Where am I threatened? And boy, poor Bland was threatened by two guys on that play.
Yeah, that I think that play.
That's not fun.
I know it's early, but I think that play might be emblematic of all of the.
It was all
issues.
Of our biggest fears.
Didn't you
at the
just
same time.
Say, "Oh, here we go again"?
Yes,
right.
Yes,
because yeah. I did.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's like, come on, you can't keep giving up those big plays like that. At some point, the coverage has got to improve. Now, it got somewhat better, but then they kind of leaked in the running game. You know, the Packers ended up running for, what, 160-some yards?
Honestly,
and that had to do with a little bit of the tackling you guys brought up.
Yeah, and, like, that's why I walk away. I hope this makes sense. My biggest issue in that game was the run defense, because I was already kind of anticipating some of these pass defense issues. It was the run defense that I thought failed when they had been pretty good so far.
Kind of their
season.
Calling card,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
And it just leaked. I'm not sure. Now, Jacob's a good running back, but yeah.
Sure.
So now you got to go up against a Jets team that probably wants to run the ball. The quarterback probably wants to run the ball. But, you know, when they faced him last year in Pittsburgh, he ran six times. I went back and looked. He ran six times for 27 yards. But the darndest thing was he had his team up 17. It was 17-13. Until Dak hit Tolbert with 20 seconds to go, and the Cowboys won 20-17. So, you know, his Fields' numbers weren't great. He was 15 of 27 for 131 yards, got sacked three times, but he had two touchdown passes, and he ran but just for 27 yards. And, you know, unfortunately for him, they only started him the next game, and then Russell Wilson took over.
Right.
So, yeah, I just think you've got to be careful with him. And I think the rushing touchdown he had in the game Monday night, was it near the end when he went 42 yards?
Yes.
I don't know if that was garbage time or what.
Ooh, let me go double check on that, actually.
But I know he ran for a 42-yard touchdown.
Did.
So you got to keep an eye on him for sure. Make sure – you know, you're better off keeping it in the pocket and having them throw the ball than pulling it down and taking off and running.
As always, thank you very much. Good sir. We'll catch up with you tomorrow.
Good to be with you.
Bye, Mick. Kevin.
Yes.
I have news.
Oh.
Well, I have thoughts.
Oh.
Well.
Oh, my God.
I have a post on a message board.
Is this going to turn into, well, I talked to a friend of a neighbor?
Kevin, have you ever heard of TexAg's message board?
Yes, I have.
On TexAg's message board, it says, howdy, Ags. I have relevant news. Sooners quarterback John Mateer will play versus Texas.
Whoa!
Quote,
how the hell do they know that?
Well, here you go. I was in Chipotle last night or tonight in Norman, Oklahoma, and Mateer was
out.
Hold on. Chipotle sources. Mateer was in line in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
The tortilla presser asked Mateer how his hand is doing, and Mateer said, great. Mateer then said he is 100% going to play versus Texas. Mm-hmm. Here's to hoping Mateer leads the Sooners to shut out the Horns. So I screenshotted that and sent it to one Carter Freeman, who is our guy for when it comes to that stuff.
By the way, we're debuting a new college football segment tomorrow.
He then sent me this post of the tortilla presser guy.
What are you
still
doing?
There, thumbs up with John Mateer.
Is this real journalism?
I don't know, but there, I think
it's right from the source.
I think it's so much fun. Yeah, it's right from the Chipotle. Thank you, Lucy. It's right from the Chipotle source.
Okay.
But and just pictures and everything.
But just for the record, if I told you that and you hadn't seen it, and I said, all right, Mateer's going to play at the Cotton Bowl because on TexAgs, somebody posted that they ran into him at a Chipotle, you'd be like, what the hell are you even talking about?
I'm just glad
about
the tortilla presser's asking the right questions. You know, like that's the important thing.
Good
is
for
he's doing
him.
The journalistic work that every reporter should be doing out there.
You know what? Also, not so good for the guy behind him in line who didn't bother to answer that question and waited. You know, I like that. It's kind of like a give and take. All right, what would you like? Also, are you playing against Texas? I think that maybe is the way that the service industry should be.
Do you want this food clean or not? I'm just saying.
My goodness.
Give me the information I need.
Yeah. A couple of years ago, another quarterback wouldn't tell me if he was playing, and that's why Chipotle had its problems. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.